Hi. I was thinking about Tim maybe announced. Did you guys know that next week they have a training for health seminar? I don't know who knows that, right? Health seminar. You guys know about it? No? Okay. Next week there's an Olympics Korean church. They provide dinner and they have a training seminar from 3 to 7. The purpose of that is they're going to, the conference will teach us how to prepare a year-long health program. So Tim is not here to share with you, so I'm going to share with you about that. So our church going to focus on health program throughout the year. So anyway, that's what's about. I think later on, maybe in the fellowship hall, someone can talk more about it. Anyway, how are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful day?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. You know why so beautiful? Because Vung came back from Houston. He bring the sunshine from Texas, all right? But don't bring the heat from Texas. So enjoy your spring. You know, springtime is coming up here, and I enjoy every minute of it. And I think the most busiest time right now is time to do what, you know? Gardening. How many people do gardening? Maybe flower? I don't know. I like fruit. I don't care much about flower. I start to sow the seed because this is the time to sow the seed because you're going to get fruits. So, and if I don't diligent to do that work, I won't have anything to eat. And my goal in my house right now, we cut down a lot of grocery expense. We only buy whatever we need, like seasoning or anything like that. But vegetable, I said to my wife, I can grow the vegetable. We're going to have enough. Okay, so we have in the winter, it's not much, but we can do it. Alfalfa sprout, do you guys do that at home? Alfalfa sprout? Green soybean sprout? You guys ever want to do it? In the winter, we cannot grow what? So I start growing inside the house. So, you know, that's what we're doing. Exciting. So it's so nutritious and make you more healthier. All the vitamin and mineral is wonderful. So that verse alone, that idea alone, I want you to think with me about the blessing those who are righteous. Do you think there's a blessing for those who walk in the way of the Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, some people say, oh, you know, I don't know, you got a blessing or not. I think you have to spend one day out of a 7 day to go to church. People say, you know, you're wasting your time. You say, if I work, I get double time. Or if I go to sale, you know, on sale, they have on Saturday, right? A lot of time I see many wonderful program, but on Saturday I say, what? We let it go. Many things on sale, guess what? Just let it go. Because it's on Sabbath, and people say, see, you lose all the blessing. Do you see we lose all the blessing or not? Well, let me start with you with a story here that I gained blessing to keep the Sabbath. And this is a very practical lesson. All right, when my car, Toyota Camry, is, you know, after 10 years old, drove almost 200,000 miles, I say, you know what, it's getting wear and tear. The next thing I need to change is the transmission. So, you know, let's get rid of it. And I think I can sell the car for $1,000, okay? And so, well, maybe I sell $1,000 and I'll go buy a new car, you know? And so I decided to think about selling it. But I walk on the parking lot, I saw another gentleman who come to the church, and he drove a car older than I am, older than my car. And you know what? I feel bad. I walk away and I say, I come back. I want to walk away, I come back. Sir, do you want my car? And it's kind of a weird thing to ask. Because his car is the paint went off and they couldn't roll up the window, and my car still worked. And I asked, do you want my car? I say, yes. And I didn't know what I say. I just give $1,000 away. Okay, sure, take it. Here's a pink slip, change it. Now's your car. I went home and said, God, you know, I need that $1,000 to buy a car. You know, Lord, I need that money. Well, someone in the church decided, you know what? You probably want to buy a new car, Pastor Finn? Yeah, I want to look for a new car. You know what? I find newspaper, And now and then they come out. They come out our first car, right, on Friday to Saturday and Sunday, and only one car. And so who first come, first serve, right? The purpose is to do what? To get people into Lod. And so this place is all the way in Van Nuys. You remember the story. So I got the car. I saw the newspaper. I said, I'm going to get that Camry. No, not a Camry. It was a Corolla. And the list price is $17,000. And I look at internet price. I said, that's a good price. But if you buy that weekend, it's reduced down $2,000, which is $15,000. Okay? If you want to get a loan, and if you just graduated within 2 years, which I'm not, and low another 2,000, which is 13,000. I said, how can you get Corolla for 13,000? So I saw the newspaper. I said, I'm going to do it. Friday, I got the newspaper. I look at it. I say, I want it. But what? The Sabbath's come. I cannot go. So Lord, if I trust you, you bless me, right? You say, bless all those who are righteous. Okay. I keep the Sabbath. By the evening of the Sabbath camp, you know what? I'm going to rush to the car lot after the Sabbath, after the sunset. Guess what? My wife do a lot of work. We didn't get to church until 8 o'clock. I call the place. We already closed. Too bad, Sabbath. Okay, I have one more day, Sunday. By now, you know, I'm sure people already pick up the car. Mostly that happened on Friday. When they come out with the newspaper, everyone pick it up. So Sunday morning, I'm ready to go. I say, what? Sunday morning, I have to teach Vietnamese school. I cannot go. Okay, so I step in Vietnamese school. I'm finished by noon. I drove all the way home Corolla and in a Norco area, and I have to drive all the way back to Hollywood, right? And I get there by 5 o'clock. I said, you know what? Just go in there. If we can get the car, we get it. If we don't get it, that's it. It's just mean, not meant to be. I go in there and they look it up. And they have 5 car, and they said they probably sold by then. I kept looking up. I said, can you look it again? Can you look it again? No, we couldn't find the lot yet. Can you look any lot that you have around here? You know, can you look again, please? They're able to find one car still left. And so they bring a car, and I'm ready, want to pick up for $13,000. They say, do you have the paperwork? What paperwork? You have to show that you just graduated 2 years. I'm not graduating 2 years. And my wife is not going 2 years, so what can we do? So I thought about Tony Nguyen, same last name of me. Tony, I know you just graduated 2 years. Can you come here and help me? And so luckily he was home on that weekend. He rushed by, showed his paperwork, and we get it. And so do you want to get a loan? I said, yeah, okay, or drop down $13,000. A few months ago, I gave $1,000 away, and I gained $4,000. Did you see? Because you walk in the right way, God will bless you. See, a lot of blessing coming we don't recognize. And so I want to share with you the blessing in the book of Psalm here, Psalm chapter 1. I want to share with you 3 verses only. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, you ready? Turn the Bible with me. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. God have guaranteed us this is the blessing. Do you want to hear the blessing? Do you want to be blessed? Yes, hear the blessing. Here, listen. Blessed is the man. Okay, blessed is the woman. Okay, I want this blessing. God, give it to me. God said this. Who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. What? The Bible says, yes, before you receive the blessing, these are the criteria that you have to follow. What are they, God? No, here it is. Walk not to the counsel of the ungodly. Do not walk toward people who do ungodly things. Okay? In other words, if you see someone drinking, do not follow them, go into 7-Eleven and get a beer or something. Okay? Do not walk. Do not walk with someone ungodly. Number two, do not stand with those in the path of sinners. Do you know who's a sinner? Can you recognize sinner or no? Of course, people in the world today do not call people sinner. But, you know, according to the Bible, what is sin? What is sin? Tell me. What is the definition of sin? Transgression of the law. So if we know the law in the Bible and someone transgressing the law, that is a sinner. Okay? I'm not saying that we are saying and they are sinner, but I'm saying that if we see something wrong, we shouldn't follow. Okay? So do not walk and do not stand. Third thing, do not sit in the seat of scornful. What is scornful? What is scornful, you guys? It's someone who do what? Mean, critical, pride, all that. I know. Do you want to sit around with people who always judge and be critical? No, I don't like to. Yeah, I hear so much gossip. I say, I'm tired of that. Can I get away from this? Because the more you sit, the longer you sit, guess what? You become like one. And so blessed it. God said, you will be blessed. But there's three group of people you should stay away. Okay? A lot of people say, you know, I don't want to stay away. I want to mingle with them so I can win them. See, a lot of people are saying that. But guess what? Instead of win them, they win you. Okay? People start to think that I'm strong. I can help people come to Christ. But I see so many people mingle with the world. The world has pulled them out of the church. Out of the church. And so in order to be blessed, you do not walk with the what? Those who are ungodly. Do not stand, because if you don't walk toward them and say, you know, I don't want to walk toward them. I don't want to go to the bar. I don't want to go to a different nightclub. I don't want to do all that. I just want to stand. But God said, no, do not stand among the sinner. That means if the sinner stand here, guess what? I'm going to go out. Joseph, same thing. If Joseph got tempted, he run away. So when temptation come to you, guess what? You got to run away. A lot of people say, you know, I'm strong. I'm in 20 years in the church. I can fight every temptation come to my way. My friend, do not stand. Path of the sinner. Do not what? Do not sit of the scornful. So in order to be a blessing, you have to stay away from this group. And I'm not saying try to be mean, but God wants to protect us. God don't want us influenced by the world, okay? And so God wants to protect us. Now, if I stay away from these three groups, will I be automatically be blessed? No. Verse 2 says, but he delight in the law of the Lord. See, if you avoid all the negative things, you have to feed your mind with positive things. Remember, when I do something wrong, okay, and I've turned off everything, and I stare at myself, I look at that, guess what? You're still thinking about all those negative things. You got to feed your mind with positive things. If you cut negative out of your mind, you got to feed something better, right? You don't leave your mind blank. And so when you stay away from other people, you stay at home. Oh, no, I follow Pastor Vin Council. I stay at home. I cannot go this and that. What can I do now? I'm kind of tired. Maybe I turn on the TV. I turn on rock music. And that. No, maybe turn on some Christian music, you know. And maybe turn on the It's Written channel or Faithful Today, something. So you feed your mind with positive things. Delight in the law of the Lord. Delight in the Word of God. People say the Word of God is boring. The more you read, the more you find blessing. Sometimes you keep reading, you could not find the blessing yet, but wait, you got to continue. Do not let it go. You know, when I tutor someone take physics when I was young, I say, read a physics problem. If you don't want an answer, just come to me, you know, as I'm helping people. Oh, I read it, and I don't understand. So how many times do you read? One. Well, go back and read 10 times. After you read 10 times, you understand? No, read again, another 10 times. Then the more you read, the more is coming to your mind. First time you read, it's not singing yet, okay? Delight into the law of the Lord. Law here is the scripture. And what? You not only like the Bible, but you have to do what? And his law, he meditate day and night. That means not only the Bible, it's important, but you meditate. What does meditate mean? Keep thinking about it. You think about it. Early you wake up, you read the Word of God. You think about it. You talk with God. Say meditate day and night, not only Sabbath morning only, day and night, in the morning, in the evening, and every time in between. I'm not saying we read the Bible every minute of the day, but you think about it. Think of the right thing of the Lord. God said that we need to meditate on God's word. Meditate. Meditate. Do you see the cow when they eat grass? You know, I drove by the cow farm every day, and I don't know how are they able to eat every single minute of the day. They eat and they keep chewing, keep chewing, and keep chewing, keep chewing. That's what meditate means. You keep chewing the word of God day and night. Okay? Chewing the word of God. Think about one idea. Keep chewing the word of a day and night. And so blessed if we avoid all the negative, but you have to feed your mind with positive thing, the word of God. Then you receive the blessing. What blessing? If I read all the time, what's the blessing of reading the Bible? People read novel. People read romantic novel book. You know, interesting, when I go in the airplane, people get tired of sitting in the airplane. They start buy book to read. And I went to some of the store in the airport. They buy all these romantic novels, and people pick up and read. I said, you know what? Wouldn't it be better for them to read the Bible? The Bible feeds beautiful thing, you know, the long-lasting romantic, not just something temporal. And so here it is. If you meditate on the word of God, guess what? What blessing will you receive? Verse 3. He shall be like a what? A tree. How many people like a tree? A tree. What does it mean by a tree? A beautiful scenery that you can see a wonderful tree. You know, when you see a scenery, some tree is big and green. Other tree is thin and just about to die. And so here God wants to pull out the imagery that you want to see. Like a tree, you and I will receive the blessing like a tree. What are the blessings like a tree? Here are three blessings. Planted by the river of water. Like a tree planted by the river of water. Do you think a tree planted by the river of water, you think it's going to die? No, it's living. It's living. Don't have to water. If there's running water, that tree can be strong. It's growing. So if we avoid all the negative people, ungodly people, okay, and feed our mind with this word of God, we be like a tree planted by the river. Beautiful tree. I know some of you love hiking, right? I love to go hiking. I want to see a beautiful tree by a river. But what are the blessings of this tree? Three blessings. That bring forth its fruit in its season. That means if you did those things, you'll be blessed with the fruit. A tree we're growing, sooner or later we have fruit. And God say, if it doesn't bear fruit in the next 3 years, I'm going to cut it down. Now, do you want to have a fruit? If you plant a tree, you want a fruit? You know, my father-in-law loved to plant fruit tree. He came to our house, and we have a lot of wonderful plant is green or colorful all year long, you know, like greenery. He don't like that. He said, waste water. He cut all this down. Oh, my wife get upset over that. But, you know, my father-in-law, so I can't say anything. So anyway, I come home, I see all these fruit trees. Because he cannot grow fruit tree in Sholo, Arizona, because the summer is so short and the winter so long, no fruit tree can survive. So he enjoyed to come here and plant fruit tree. And so now I start to enjoy plant fruit tree. But first of all, you plant fruit tree, take a long time. I remember I plant avocado. Have you ever planted avocado? Oh, man. I have an old house, I plant avocado for 10 years. When we are about to leave the home and move to Corona, now they bear fruit. My. So I don't like to plant avocado. I plant it though, just in case, if I stay longer than 10 years. But I started to plant something, we have fruit right away. Apricot, you know, apple, grape, anything like that, and start to plant all that. And so here it is. If we meditate on God's word and away, stay away from ungodly people. We like a tree planted by a river. You think the river ever run dry? Hardly. If you're up the mountain, never run dry. Beautiful. And what happened? The tree will bear fruit. Now, what is fruit? What type of fruit? What fruit would you mean? The fruit of what? Spirit. Now, if our life filled with God's word, we will have fruit. We'll be happy. We will be courteous. We'll be kind. See, some of us don't want to read the word of God to have fruit. They want fruit right away. They want instant fruit. And so I want a real fruit from the tree. See, a lot of time, I don't know how many fruit do you eat when you buy from grocery. They taste different from what you grow at home. I remember banana, for example, banana, right? I remember banana when I buy in grocery store, it's got to be green. My wife said, you got to buy green. 2 weeks later, it becomes yellow. I said, why do you pick green? After I taste a banana, it tastes okay. But when Vung give me banana, I said, wow, this is banana. It tastes real good. And I just put in the house, the whole house, aroma with bananas. I love it. You see? So when you let God do the work, it will be really good fruit. But when men try to make fruit, make something is not really good, that does not taste good. You let God in your life, then you bear fruit. Number two, that you not only bear fruit, whose leaf also shall not wither. You see a tree growing up, green leaf. And when the summer storm come, what happened? All the leaf, was it? Fly away, and the tree so bare. Because why? There's no water. It's not rooted. Right? I remember when I went to Florida after the hurricane in Florida. Have you been there a couple of times? And all these trees just drop over. I see the whole trunk. But some of these palm tree or whatever it is, coconut tree, it stands nice and strong. How could that happen? Because it's deep root. Even looks skinny, but it's strong. You know, sometimes I joke with people, you know, vegetarian, some people look skinny, but they're strong. You know, they live long, okay? Sometimes it's too big, you know, it doesn't last long, guy. And so you let God do the work and not only bear fruit, but the leaf would never wither. What about winter? Nice and cold. Do you see those pine trees? Still alive in the winter. When you are growing nearby the water of life, with God's word, whatever storm comes to your life, it will not wither. But it's to continue growing. The branch has grown larger and larger, and everyone would like to come under the tree because they like to have a good shade in the summer. See, you will bring a blessing by sharing the fruit that you God give you, but you share the shade that God has blessed you as well. You see, when you are so blessing, people see they want to come to you. Come to you. Come to you. Do you want people to come to you? Instead of people running away from you. You know, just a tree. When it's so hot summer day, guess what? I'm going to run in the big tree to get some shade. I don't want to run on the tree, have no more leaves, right? And so our tree is growing so big that we bring a blessing to other people, and they will come to you to share the fruit, to share the shade that God gives you. And third thing, the blessing, whatever he does shall be what? Prosper. What do you mean by prosper? The New Year come. What does it mean, prosper? Money, right? Faktai, money. But God have more deeper meaning than prosper. Whatever you do will grow with blessing. You know, is growing garden is very difficult if you don't know how to do it. But I see someone like Mr. Jesse Arroyo, like I have a green thumb, he grow anything and will grow up. And other people I see, I won't name them, that put things down, it just never grow. And so everything you touch will grow. But those who are not blessed by God, everything they touch will die. My, that's scary. That's a scary thing. When Joseph was captured in Egypt, he was a prisoner. He was a slave. Wherever he touched, guess what? Will grow, will prosper. Imagine. Your life is like that. Whatever you do, you touch with blessing. And I'm telling you, I think very little until I now study Psalm 1. That people ask me, how can your fruit tree taste so good? And I don't know why. I thought maybe a different seed, a different type of fruit tree. But no, I know it's the same. But somehow I see God bless us. You know, it was tau tau. What is the English word for tau tau? What? Chuchubi? I don't know. I just buy a tree and I put down and it's grow amazing. I remember there's a bus tour came to our house. I planned a bus tour, go to Texas. We visit Yuvung. And I stopped at my house. Everyone with Corona. And they saw my tree. I said, wow, Pastor Vin, let us stop now. Let us pick. And they picked the whole everything in the fruit tree. I have 1,000 fruit. It's pretty much all gone. Okay, basically, it's so good. I don't know how. But God bless. I have a fig tree. And people say, wow, this fig is amazing. I never eat anything like that. I don't know. God bless that fig tree. It's a purple fig tree. And I didn't know. Recently, I find out that God gave me 2 seasons. It came out. A few months later, it came out again. I said, what? It's a wonderful blessing. And so if you follow God, God will give you fruit. God will give you the shade. And everything you touch will be prosper. Everything prosper. I want to end a story with my car again. And I don't think Vun would know this one. I like a Toyota Corolla. And my son is going to college, and I say, well, I got to buy a car for him. And you know, like most Vietnamese parents, you don't buy a brand new car for your son. Okay, well, we don't have money either. So I plan to buy any car under $2,000. Is that good? $2,000, hardly anything. Anyway, it's hard to find a $2,000 car, but I find one $2,000 car, 15 years old, for 70,000 miles. Is that good? That's a good deal. I say, I take it right away. I test drive, everything sounds good. And I bought home, I enjoyed the car, and when time for the oil service, I bring to my mechanic and say, oh, you bought this car for $2,000? Yeah, don't you think it's cheap? Say, no, the engines burn a lot of oil. Someone changed the odometer. I said, no, here it is. And so, well, Lord, I just lost us $2,000. I said, how long do you think it would last? Well, maybe a couple months. Wow, man. Well, I say, son Timothy, this is your car. And he don't like the car. He liked to take my car, and so long story short, I take that car because I take the car and I keep driving the car for 2 years now and still doing good. Still doing fine. And I asked mechanic, hey, it passed several months ago. What happened? Well, I don't know. This car's still doing good. You just burn oil, but you keep doing it. It's fine. And so I thought about this. Sometimes things not going very good in your life, but God will stick out and help you going through. And that car will take me a long time. I say, Lord, help me. Whoever changed the brake, I'm going to drive this car until 200,000 miles. You know, now it's 130 already. And so I know God will bless. Because what? You stay away from those people, ungodly things, people are critical, people are gossip, and you feed your mind with what? The Word of God day and night. And you will be what? Like a tree planted nearby the river. The river is not waters come together, but continue flow. Whatever come in have to go out. Whatever blessing you come, it have to go out. That you bear much fruit, more than anyone. Because with God's blessing, and your tree will never die, including when it's in the winter. And everything you do, either your work, your school, everything you touch with blessing. Do you want to be blessed? I want my life this year so much blessing. But the blessing is not because of how much, how hard you work. Because two things. You stay away from negative things and feed your mind with positive things by the Word of God. And guess what? Automatically, the blessing will come. Automatically. You don't have to do anything. The fruit will come out. The blessing will come out. You probably the most happiest people around. People want to come to you because you're always a positive person. You always care. You're always kind. You always uplift people. And you bring blessing to other people. Do you know that's the blessing of the Christian life? The objective of the Christian life is what? It's to bear fruit. The Bible say in Christ's Object Lesson, page 67, say the objective of the Christian life is not to soul winning, not to be self-righteous, but to what? To bear fruit, to be fruitful. And to be fruitful, what does that mean? Is to carry the character of God. When you be fruitful, you imitate what God is. And when you be fruitful, that's what, guess what does that mean? You will help other people be fruitful. It's contagious. Contagious. You know contagious? When you kind, you walk to the workplace and you're kind to someone, guess what? Then my God said, when you say, wow, you're so nice. I want to be nice like you. You see, Angie White said this. If you be kind and courteous, you will win 100 people rather than now only one. If you want to win people to Christ, if you want other people to know about Christ, it's to be fruitful. There's a lot of time we don't focus on that. We focus on so winning so much, we forgot about bear fruit. But if you bear fruit, it's more effective than other way. So how many people want to be blessed in this 2019? I want to be blessed. May God bless each one of you on this Sabbath day.
Let's all stand for our last song, Redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His shout, and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am.
Let's all bow for a closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for redeeming us. A lot of times we try to redeem ourselves through works and validation from people and other things. Help us to focus on you, Lord, today, that we can open our heart and just get to know you more. Bless the rest of the Sabbath. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming to worship. Please join us for a potluck.